Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. Today's show is going to be a little bit, kind of all over the place, as per usual. I'm going to kind of carry on some of the theme from the last show. Since I did the show, I had another email sent to me about another situation where the injectable has jumped. Now I have to say, and I have to admit this on this level, it could be this, or it could be just somebody coming down with something. But the point I'm going to try and make across tonight is this. It's been brought to my attention, on some level, that people really don't understand what's really going on. And they're confusing the injectable program with the current corona situation. And the paradigm is shifting, and people are still stuck on the paradigm of corona, whether it's here or not, the coronavirus, the COVID, and blah, blah, blah. And we've been beaten to death, everybody, on the idea that what's really going on regarding to COVID. COVID, it cannot be. I had somebody contact me, and we were talking. I said, you can't get COVID. There's no way you can get COVID unless you have had a swab or an injection. Only way. If there's any kind of documentation saying that you got COVID without them, and you've been injected and you've had a swab, and you don't have COVID by any other means, by it being induced into you. Coronaviruses, yes, they do exist. They have all kinds of them that have happened, and most of us who were born in the 50s and 60s have acquired the immune system to fight off a coronavirus. Your children have also the antigen inside to fight off a coronavirus. Coronavirus, not COVID. If they get an injectable, whether it's through a swabbing or through a needle, okay, or being injected for COVID, they are now going to be the manifestation of the variant that they're talking about. See, everybody doesn't know how to read anymore. It astounds me sometimes at what I see and what I hear. And the level of stupidity on this is what's mind-blowing. See, ignorance is one thing. And I guess a lot of you are already ignorant. But stupid is a whole different ballgame. Nobody is listening. This is why people are becoming stupid. Nobody's listening. And this is why people are now starting to become more conducive in taking the vaccine, or this injectable, or this program, or this death machine. All we've heard for the last year plus is COVID, 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 up, down, up, down. We're going to go through another lockdown in Ontario. Now that Easter is here, you notice all the lockdowns came around the Christian holidays, or I shouldn't say Christian holidays, the holidays that the churches have established as a reminder of the sacrifice, the birth of Jesus and the sacrifice of Jesus. And my speculation on this is this: they're going to continue doing this until people forget about God, till they forget about Jesus. But again, this is the theme and the narrative that I'm seeing right now. None of these days are really Christian days, and they never were. They were all pagan days that the Catholic Church had overlaid with their religion. So one Babylonian religion covering up a demonic theme. Now they want to eradicate and erase any concept of Jesus being born and Jesus dying. So now we have another lockdown in Ontario. Now it's interesting that Finland and Belgium have now getting the countries to reverse their whole bullshit because it's completely, completely unconstitutional. There's no proof, validity to anything that has to do with this corona, COVID, cockamamie idea that Bill Gates and Fauci created. And now that they're running with these injectables, AstraZeneca was so bad that it was banned in 20 countries. Now they're changing its name. They're changing the name. It starts with a V. I forget what it's called now. And so this is the new narrative here. Instead of a virus that you should be worried about. You should be worried about the synthetic biology that they are now introducing and injecting. Look, 7 or 8 months ago, I said, and I warned that this was going to happen. I said this was going to happen, that there, once you injected these people, that they would now become weaponized. Once you put this inside their system, that their DNA now would be incorporated with this new DNA, and it would wipe out and erase any immune functionality in the system, disarming the host, so that now the host can manufacture whatever the paradigm or narrative of these injectable programs would be. I said it then. Late recently, in the last couple months, more and more doctors have also validated what I said 7 months ago. Again, this is not about blowing my horn. This is about pointing out that I had already said this, and again, nobody paid attention, as per usual. So I put it out there. It's been verified, and now it started to happen. Now, you have to understand something. If we're in Canada, we may not have seen it yet, or it may not have been reported yet. But the thing is, in the United States right now, there's 30% of the population plus has been injected with the operating system, 30%. So what does this mean exactly? This means that now 1/3 of the population now can spread to the other 2/3 the variant that they're talking about, which would be the injectable program that will now be passed on to people. I put a sign on my door: if you've had any one of the 4 vaccines or 4 injectables, the Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Pfizer, then I don't want you in my store. I don't know if it's gone airborne. This is the thing I don't know yet, you know. But I do know if you maybe it has gone airborne based on what one person told me. But if you are making any physical contact, and I've said this before, if you are a chiropractor, if you're a massage therapist, or if you're anybody that touches anybody in any kind of healing capacity, you can run the risk of it jumping now from that host to you. And you have to understand something. This is not necessarily going to cause you a flu either, or a flu-like symptom. This is going to access your DNA and again interject whatever construct it wants to interject to create whatever disaster or devastation that is intended to do, using your body as building block material, just like the nanopoisoning. This will then be perpetrated to the next person that comes in contact with you. This is how this is going to spread. This is going to create a real pandemic. This is an assault on Canada and the United States. Okay, Europeans are waking up and telling the United Nations to go Chuck You Farley. Get lost. We're not. Was it Finland? Finland said that they're just going to treat it like a flu. Why didn't we watch Sweden's deal? They didn't do any masking. Their business was usual. Their economy never suffered one bit. Now here I live in Windsor, Ontario. Chrysler now is shut down for 3 weeks because they can't get computer chips or parts for their cars so that they can produce them because of this corona banana, the COVID. Ooh, the vaccine. We got to get the vaccine. The vaccine is a lean, mean, killing machine. And now they want to put it in you. We are going to be seeing a major separation here as a result of this. This is going to be incredibly bad on everybody's part. It all depends on A, do you really read? B, do you really read? Are you really reading or seeing what you're reading correctly? Are you in your mind correlating a virus into and mixing it with a vaccine? We're no longer in that realm anymore regarding to pathologies. These are not pathologies. These are programs, okay? And this is what people don't understand, that we are dealing with a program, okay? Viruses can be called inadvertently a program because it does program cells to do whatever it wants to do and utilizes that to access and to break down a person's body. But when we're talking going to the very core of your essence, your DNA, your genetic code, your chromosome code, okay, and we're actually turning that off and erasing the programs that are in there, everything you have ever been exposed to, every antibody you produce, any immune response that you have, being completely deleted, erased, whoop, gone, all gone. And now, this will now allow you to be susceptible to anybody that comes along. And you have to really think in these terms today and understand what this is really saying. They have created a dynamic here that's going to alter the DNA of everybody and everything. And so far, I've had 3 responses so far. Okay, and my son and I were having a discussion today, and he pointed out that everybody we work with I've been around people with the vaccine. I says, well, then I'm going to have to start, even in my store, have to set things up by appointment because I can't allow the risk of somebody coming in here might be exposed and might get activated. And I don't know how long the duration or the time frame is going to be before the activation happens. I don't know enough about this yet, but I've already had, like I said, 3 responses in a very short period of time since this has been engaged in this warp speed bullshit and the horseshit that's going on here in Canada with the military going to the reserves to inject or inflict upon them a program. I don't know what the time race is, but it's already started, is what I'm trying to get across. And I'm blowing the horn on this right now so that you are aware and alert and awake on this so that you can start taking precautions in regarding to what to do, how to incorporate a DNA support, something that's going to augment the immune system's capacity or the DNA's capacity to be able to resist being broken down. This is an operating system. If you get any kind of injection today, you run the risk, and I'm talking about the swabs as well, in the skull. That's going right, doesn't anybody think this is going right under the pineal gland? And doesn't anybody think that these nanoparticles, which we've been talking about for over a dozen years, that they have the capacity to self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate, and all it takes is a electrical charge, a biochemical reaction, your body heat, a frequency, a electromagnetic field, radio frequencies, AM and FM. It doesn't take much to activate them anymore. And now with 6G, it's a lot easier to bypass the skull and go right to the chip. We're not living in those days anymore where we are, you know, worrying about a mosquito bite that might have, you know, malaria. That could be treated. We're talking now of something that is being inputted or implanted inside of you that can be activated from any source or any frequency. And we're talking DNA. We're not talking about activating a virus. We're talking about activating a DNA operating system to erase and eradicate your program. Now, according to the 4 experts that I've heard talking about this, and about the leakage, the one doctor that was from Germany that was making the vaccines, I think of all the ones I've heard, he is the most concise. A buddy of mine said that there's a French doctor in France who's a real big influence in France. He's like one of the main guys there. He's a main virologist and geneticist. And he too has said the same thing. This injectable, when they went to Africa to inject the Africans for some sort of virus control component, what wound up happening, they found out that the vaccine, all it did is had made the virus 10 to 12 times stronger. And I remember reading that report some time ago. I remember reading how interesting that they created a program that would actually made the host weaker and the virus stronger. So when they contacted this guy, and he went and looked at it, and he told him what not to do, but the government said you're crazy, and his colleague said he was crazy. He, when it happened, and then something just happened in the UK with the variants, he said, see, they should have listened. Like I said, these are few and far between that you'll find anybody saying anything. I said what I said based on the research I had been doing with nanobiotech and all the things I've seen along the last 12 years in nanobiotech. And I saw how they could... I just read an article today. Simple article today that now can control the electrical current coming from your cells. Can you imagine that? A little switch and all of a sudden they can jack up the electrical current or they can shut it down. Once that happens, guess what? Bad things happen. We don't have enough shit to deal with. So, you have to understand this. You have to recognize this. A mask, for those of you who are still under this illusion, that a mask is going to do something. And because you have never read the containment, the content of the box, and have not listened to what has been said about the toxins that are embedded into these masks, from butane and cyanide and formaldehyde, ethylene, propylene, slimicides. And now they're saying they're finding asbestos in this stuff. And then a couple of days ago, somebody had done an experiment by putting the mask over a pot. And then when they heated it up, because I said heat activates it, all of a sudden, the fullerenes came shooting out of the mask. And this is what you're all breathing. This is what you're all breathing. So, all they've done is hoodwinked you one after another, after another, after another. This has been a spiraling fractal, or spiraling downward into the abyss. And it's been continually going into the abyss, and it's taking everybody with them because nobody is really paying attention to what's really being said. And what's going on is people are mixing basically apples and oranges or oil and water and trying to make them appear to be the same thing. It's absurd. It's totally, totally, totally absurd. It's been one sleight of hand after another. Now, I'm worried about relatives that are going to decide to take this insane program and have their DNA all effed up, and then they're going to come around and say, my mom, who's in her 80s. They're telling you that the AstraZeneca shot shouldn't be given to anybody under 55 because it may cause blood clots. Guess what? It's causing blood clots with people over 55. Like I said, I don't believe none of their shit. None of it. Most of it has been just bullshit from day one. All of it from day one. And everything they have told us, you could invert what they said and been able to interpret the real truth. The lies never stop. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they have everybody either dead, terminated, or enslaved. This is what's going on. This is what will happen. And a lot of people, unfortunately, feel the need to stay enslaved. Because it's easier. You don't have to get uncomfortable. You can have your shit. You can watch your television. You can go to work. And all you have is this miserable cycle. Getting up, going down. Getting up, going down. Getting up, going down. That's all they want. And they'll complain, bitch, moan, and groan because they're not making enough money. They're not getting this. They don't have that. Don't worry. The government's going to pay off your loan. And once they pay off your loan, they will own you. They will own you lock, stock, and barrel, because based on your birth certificate number and all these numbers that are attached to you, you are basically carrying the net weight of the debt anyway. And what they're going to do is they're going to buy up the debt. That includes you. That means you are now the sole property of any kind of experiment they want to initiate inside of you. Imagine that. Imagine that. So when we're looking at this whole scenario here and what's going on and what we're dealing with today, okay, we got native assaults. Natives are being assaulted with the military. You know, they have been beaten down so bad, and they can't even find a respite in their own reservation. And I just wonder why the chiefs decided to corroborate with the federal government. I don't understand it at all. You know, why didn't they say no? You know, it's incredible that they went along with this. It's just, like I said, it's astounding to me that this is happening. But you know what? I was just telling a buddy of mine today that history is going backwards. We are repeating history all over again. We're not ascending, we're descending. Everyone keeps thinking about, they're talking about the ascension, the ascension. The ascension is the descension. It's about taking you down into a shithole. And most of this ascension crap that they talk about, this all came from the CIA anyway, in the MK Ultra program. All you gotta do is go look it up. Most of this is fraud as well. Everything has taken something from something to, again, to keep people in a state of confusion and oblivion. That's a good word, oblivion. You know, the passports that they're talking about, again, this is all about control. None of this is constitutional. None of this is right. This is all about taking away your rights and freedoms and your choices. This is all about keeping you in a snare and in a chain. It's all about keeping you in a state of fear all the time. You know, I talked earlier about, you know, about the God content, how people are, they're doing this so that people would forget who God is. I think most people already have. But anyway, the BC government is prohibiting people going to church. Why is it? Now hasn't this clued into people that every time they decide to create a lockdown, I mean, don't you find it coincidental that the numbers just happen to go up just high enough fraudulently around the holidays that we deal with? Christmas and Easter, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, doesn't that seem odd to you? Oh, holidays coming, let's lock them down. Let's give them some more mind fuckery so that we can keep them in a state of terror. Oh, you can't go to church. Oh, no, we can't let you associate with your fellow Christians or your fellow believers or your fellow Muslims or your fellow Hebrews or your fellow Hindus or your fellow Baha'i or your fellow whatever, Buddhist. Oh, no, we can't let you guys get together. Oh, you might die. You might poison each other. I would take my chances. If I was a churchgoer, I'd be taking my chances. But they want everybody to forget who God is. Forget there is even a God. Hey, according to the biblical prophecies, the man of perdition comes and sets himself in the seat of God in the temple of the Hebrews. Imagine that. You can't have another God. You can't have the real God. You can't have the living God, the God that created heaven and earth. No, we can't have that. But we can have this fake, demonic fake saying that it's God. Imagine that. going to rule in the temple of Israel. Can you imagine that? What does that say? What does that say? That means that God is dead. That God no longer exists. That the concept of God and the principles of God have absolutely no value in this world. And that a new order of lies, deceptions, manipulations, and corruption are going to be the new theme on the planet. Can you imagine that? Back to the days of Noah. You have no idea how excited I am when I hear that scriptural reference. We're going back to the days of Noah. Jeez, that just drives me up the wall. Those were not the best of days on any day. You know, it's crazy. Johnson & Johnson is now on the scene, and they're doing what the other three vaccine companies did. Kill people. Killing people. This is like I said, the to me it's so clear when I listen to that song War Pigs. You know, Sorcerer's Desk Construction, in the fields, the body's building, burning, as the war machine keeps turning. The war machine is not the military industrial complex. The war machine is the pharmaceutical industry releasing their death ray. Okay, releasing their weapon of mass destruction, which is these injectable programs. In the fields, the body's burning. What is that saying? That's saying that something so catastrophic has hit the land that people there's so many people that have died that they have to literally burn the fields down in order to get rid of the dead bodies. What would cause such a catastrophe? Nuclear explosion wouldn't do that. A strong enough nuclear explosion would incinerate everything in sight anyway, so it wouldn't be that. Major flood would literally wash the people into the oceans or into the lakes and streams, and the fish would basically then feed on the dead carcasses, so it wouldn't be that. A high-powered frequency might just be able to do something like that, but no, that wouldn't do it either, because it would nuke everything in sight. 6G, 7G, it would just be too powerful. I mean, and the range of frequencies to hit everybody would be so high. But something simple, something easy, something that people will walk in willingly by just telling them, there's a boogeyman outside, there's a boogeyman there, get your shot quickly, get your shot, or the boogeyman will come and get you and take you away. Ooh, the boogeyman. You know. And everybody's always saying, well, what about all these people that died? What people died? What people have died? Think about that for a minute. And what did they actually die of? You know what I mean? Did they actually die of a flu? Did they actually die of something that their bodies had a 99.678%, 9% survival rate? Is that what really killed them? Or did they die because they had some health issue or health problems, and that any little even a cold would have killed them, because it would have tipped them over the edge and they wouldn't have been able to produce the antibodies? Especially if they're older, they would have an antigen based immune system. Like I said, you know, connect the dots. They haven't told you the truth from day one. What they showed you in China was weaponry, as a high sophisticated weapon frequencies. That's what they were using. You don't see a guy running full tilt and then drop like a stone. That doesn't happen unless they've been deactivated or they've been targeted. You know, if somebody's running, you've seen these on television, you know, and somebody's running, and they're running, and the guy's got up on the rocks, mountainside, or on a building or something, and he's got a big long rifle, and he starts shooting people, and they're running, and all of a sudden he pops in with a bullet, and they just collapse. They crumble. That's what would happen with a frequency assault. Imagine seeing somebody standing at a street light in China and Wuhan there, and all of a sudden the light turns red from red to green, and as soon as the light changes, the person drops. I mean, did anybody make that connection? The frequency that made the light switch activated the chip inside this person. And did you also notice that all the people that they did find dead in China were already dead in buildings? When 5G had to have trees cut down in order for the 5G frequency to get to its destination. So we know it wasn't 5G. And they were inside the building. That's where they had died. Chances are they died of 6G or something else. You know, when they were trying to get the blame from, you know, it was from the lab in the Carolinas and the lab from in Manitoba. I can believe that Canada, the military industrial complex with Canada and the United States, probably developed this bioweapon or this program, and then the Asians made it work with the nano and made it work with the AI. It's like I said, and then our prime minister is pissing our money away like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow, just giving it to China, just handing it over. Oh, we'll give them a loan, we'll give them this. What bullshit are they pulling here? What are they hiding with that? And how are the pension plans and pension funds going? If somebody comes on TV and says, oh, the pensions are solid and safe and we got insurance companies and blah, 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 and they're all good, blah, 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 don't believe them for one frickin' minute. They are telling you what you want to hear. And you might want to consider investigating, and I mean investigating, not doing a little research, don't read an article here and there. Exercise that mind. Exercise that brain. Find out who our government, the parliament, the federal government is giving money to and why. And then read between the lines. Why does China need over $3,350,000,000 in the last 7 months? Why are we only giving the money to China? I remember a time when Canada was giving money to the Sudan, to Egypt, and to parts of Africa and the Middle East so that they could help the people of the Middle East transition here so they could become the slaves that Canada needed to continue doing the jobs that nobody else wanted to do. Follow the dots. You know, what really happened there when you look back? You see him being targeted, you see him being dropping, you see him, and then you see a bulk of the people inside the buildings. You see them going in there with the hazmat. Have you seen any of that here in the United States or Canada? See, that's the question you need to ask. How come it happened there but didn't happen here? How come that we have people dying in the medical establishment here, especially in the early stages, and you had doctors literally jumping on their chest trying to break their diaphragm or trying to break or kill their heart? And then they gave the numbers of the COVID victims or corona victims as another corona death because they were murdered by the medical establishment. Murdered. We got a psychiatrist running the health department in the city of Windsor. He has been murdering the people of this city since he took over that position. Murder. Taking people's lives. Injecting them with materials that shouldn't be in their bodies. Turning people into some kind of machination. See, this is why I said you got to follow the dots. Number one, this is not a vaccine. If number two, if they're injecting people, it's not a vaccine shot. It is an injectable program. It's not a pathology. It's basically a rewriting. It's going to rewriting the DNA. This is the most dangerous thing ever. And anybody can be afflicted. This is the thing. Okay? This is the thing. You can go and hug mom and dad if they've taken the shot. And what happens is you hug them. It jumps. Now it's altering your DNA. Even though you never took the vaccine, even never you had a scrub. This is the perfect weapon. Perfect weapon. Your own family members can take you out. Imagine that. Your best friends, if you've known forever, can take you out. Just shaking somebody's hand. This is the principles I'm trying to get you to pay attention to. The evil on this planet, I won't call them the elite, I won't call them whatever, the cabal, okay? The people, the darkness of this planet, the deviants of this planet, the ones that, who have created the most destruction and devastation on this planet, okay, won't think twice about eliminating X amount of people on this planet, won't bat an eye, won't lose any sleep. In fact, they will pray to their demonic entity, offering praise and honor for the murder that they are perpetrating. When we're looking at how the war is being waged today, someone told me the war started back in 1990, World War III. I agree, it did. For several different reasons. But the war, see, you got to remember, now you think back to the 1990s. Think back about this for 1 second. In the 1990s, every year, the 1990s were going around, there was a different strain of a flu virus coming out of Asia every year. We had the Hong Kong flu, the Chinese flu, the Japanese flu, the Taiwan flu, the Vietnamese flu, you know, the Filipino flu. Every year there was a new flu strain coming out. H1N1, remember that? The bird flu, the pig flu, you know. And how the medical field, even then at the CDC, said that the H1N1 was actually less toxic, far less dangerous than the vaccine itself. The vaccine was more problematic. Imagine that, the CDC guy saying this. Imagine that. And today, none of them have enough balls to pull it out to take a piss with. I mean, it's terrible what we have today. No representation, no integrity, no honesty. Someone sent me a cartoon today, the best doctor in the world. And then when you followed it through, it was showing Silly Billy. Silly Billy has become a medical expert on telling you that the world cannot go back to normal until everybody gets a vaccine. Who died and made him the head of the FDA? Think about that. A guy, I listened to an old video of his, the guy is an idiot. He's an incoherent idiot. And yet, the power of money fell into his lap, and now we have a lunatic today. A lunatic that, you know, might be in the FDA's, controlling the FDA. Here's a couple $1 billion. Enjoy. I'm now going to take over. I'm now going to set the standard of what is healthy and what isn't healthy. Look at what they want you to do with your food. Look at the type of food they want you to eat. All carbs, pretty much. Very low protein. Indigestible proteins that they want you to consume because they want you dead. Vegans will jump right on it because vegans don't have a brain anyway. Most of them are stupid. They're stupid. Oh, we won't eat any more animal products. Ooh. Where are you going to get your taurine? Where are you going to get this? Brain needs it. May wind up with epileptic seizures all the time. But the brain needs, and the only way you can get that is from animal sources. No, there's no source that you'll find in any vegetable. But hey, the vegans are going to have their day. Oh, we're not going to be able to eat animal proteins anymore. Yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yi. See how long they live. I'm so sick of cauliflower soup. I'm done chewing grass like a cow. Give me some meat. And the vegan diet today is toxic as blazes. It's so toxic. But you can't tell that to a vegan. Everything's organic. That organic thing is another myth that caused people to die. Because, okay, I was just talking to my buddy today, and okay, in France, the biologic is your organic. Well, that doesn't mean it's organic, or that it's safe. It just means that it's a biological food that could be contaminated with genetically engineered materials. Yet, here we are, killing the whole planet with genetics, killing the whole planet with a vaccine, you know, killing the whole planet with this false sense of inflation, you know, all that is such bullshit. When they made inflation, that means that they had to spend more money, but they could make more money. But that money that they made was all hollow, non-supportive. Here we are today. Broke. It's amazing. Just amazing, you know. Like I said, I look at what's going on today. Nobody can afford to be stupid. Nobody. Stupid is doing the same thing over and over and not willing to learn at all. Just oblivious to learning. Oblivious to understanding. Oblivious to applying the things that they need that they just read. Totally oblivious. So don't waste your time, a lot of time, on people like that. If you know somebody elderly, try to talk them out of it. You know, how this is nothing going to, it's not going to help them, it's just going to alter their genetic code. And not for the better. Can't, you know, I was talking to another colleague and friend who's a doctor, and she was telling me that she was so tired of the bullshit. She was losing it. She was speaking Canadian. The F this, F that, what the F, what the F is wrong with you? Are you effing kidding me? Like, she's speaking Canadian. You know, she's not getting it either, how people can be so gullibly blissful about taking something they have absolutely no idea what they're taking. You know, it's a hoop. It's a hoop. Understand that they have weaponized everything. They weaponized your food to kill you. They weaponized the water to kill you. They weaponized the air to kill you. They weaponized, you know, your work environment to kill you. They weaponized your living environment. They weaponized your vaccines. They weaponized your injectables. They weaponized the program. There's probably nothing in the planet that hasn't been weaponized by them, okay, by the deviants, that we have not been exposed to. And it's going to get worse. It really is. It's going to get worse. I'm not normally a pessimist. I will say this. I'm a realist. Some people say, well, I got a negative attitude. Well, you know, you need to go find another channel. That's what you need. Don't waste your time here, because I'm not going to cater to your negative attitude nonsense. But we need to understand that the more we face the truth about what's going on, the better we can deal with what's going on, and the better we can come with some sort of resolution. You know, and I think it's important that you think in those terms as well. You know, think in terms of a resolution. All righty. I think I'm going to wind it down. I'm running a little late, so I apologize. It's been one heck of a day. Anyway, as I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Understand what he had to say. You know, he tried to lead by example, and he tried to express to everybody the kingdom of heaven. Trying to make it so that everybody has the opportunity to be free of this place and enter the new kingdom. Again, if you don't believe it, that's your affair. I'm not going to push you on that one way or another, but I do encourage everybody to read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Start from there. On the site, I got a bunch of people there also who are in tune, awake, and are trying very hard to offer solutions in any way they can, wherever they are. So you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got Deanna Spingola, You got Liberty Channel. You got Fiona. You got Brian. You got Ty, Shy, Yanni, myself. I hope I didn't forget nobody. Anyhow, everybody there is trying very, very hard to, you know, express some sort of solution. So if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. It's important. The information is probably worth more than gold anyway. So share the information. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Always remember that. So until the next show, to your health, take care.